This is A Deeper Listen from KEXP, the show where we talk with musicians about the thoughts and personal experiences that shape their music. I'm Emily Fox. And today, I want to share a conversation with Gary Clark Jr. He's a four-time Grammy Award winner known for his contemporary take on the blues. The title track off his previous record, released in 2020, called This Land, won two Grammys. That track was inspired by a neighbor of his in Texas, who asked who was the owner of Clark's home. The neighbor didn't believe it was a black man who owned the home and insisted to meet the real owner. Gary Clark Jr. has just released a new record called JPEG Raw. The record features collaborations with George Clinton. Valerie June. And a song Stevie Wonder pitched to him.
What about the children? Life ain't what it seems. What about the children? All the broken dreams.
The record also explores genres beyond the regular blues and rock. It includes a jazzy, croony lounge ballad.
Follow you.
A little bit of pop. And some hip hop influences, like in the title track. And like This Land, JPEG Raw doesn't shy away from issues. I caught up with Gary Clark Jr. to talk about the songs on this record that address mental health, substance use, and race. First off, I understand that this album was written kind of starting around the pandemic. It was also happening when protests were happening, you know, over the murder of George Floyd. And you have this verse on the opening track on this album talking about how, regardless of who is doing the shooting, we got to stop viewing ourselves on the pavement.
It's time to deal with this trauma, turn drama, get together, rewrite the mission statement. Regardless who's doing the shooting, we got to stop viewing ourselves on the pavement.
Tell me more about the thoughts that were going through your head when you wrote this song, and also how you reflect back on some of those words and this song, you know, a few years out from when everything was happening, you know, in 2020, when we've had this, you know, national conversation around race.
Right. Well, you know, that was kind of the catalyst, the ignition to some of these lyrics. But as time went on, you know, the last record was This Land. And I was like, all right, well, where are we going to go next? And I was in a dressing room with Carlos Santana, and he was talking about being global. And I was like, He's like, I'm one of very, very few global musicians. You got to think outside of just like your little world, you know? And so I was like, all right, that's game. Put that in my pocket, a little gem. And so I was talking to my friend Saman, and he's of Palestinian descent. And regardless who's doing the shooting, we got to stop viewing ourselves on the pavement. It's just about having any sort of empathy for human beings and understanding that, like, it doesn't seem natural to be so violent towards others for reasons that are man-made. You know, it just seems kind of crazy to me. We could talk it out, you know, we can go fisticuffs in the parking lot. But to take somebody else's life over something that could be so trivial, it seems so silly to me. You know, it's just like, come on, we got to do better. Let's do better. We can do better.
Yeah, totally. You know, and you also have this really powerful line in the title track of this record, JPEG Raw, where you talk about, you know, how you feel like your son can't walk around the store in a hoodie.
My boy just can't walk around in the store with the hoodie, thinking it's all brave and goody. They gonna be watching you like looky, trigger happy cashier, damn rookie, thinking black boy might got that Smith.
And, you know, you have three children, and I'm curious if being a father and, you know, watching this next generation grow up has made you think differently about, you know, where we are as a society and just also around issues of inequity.
Yeah, well, you know, that line was, you know, I said my son can't walk around the store, but that's what my dad said to me.
Ah, I see. Yeah.
You know, that, and so that kind of mentality rolls through, you know, and growing up at a certain time, in a certain time where I was, yeah, there were certain things that was like, you know, you'll be looked at a certain way. You'll be followed around the store. You'll be harassed. You know, you'll be asked a bunch of questions. My pop was like, hey, if you want to dress for the role of the criminal, you got to deal with the consequences. You know, pick your pants up, put a belt on, you know, take that stupid thing off your head when you go into the store, you know, and quit looking like a thug, dude. You know, so it really stuck with me. You know, my dad was real tough on me. You're going to go out of the house looking like that? That's how you're going to go? Really? You got to be presentable. You know, I want you to look sharp. I want you to look like you're ready to take over the world in the positive way. So that's kind of where that comes from.
Me now realizing that it was your father that said that. But I'm curious, like, now you being a father now, like, do you feel the same way you feel like your father did towards you? Or do you have a different view during, you know, for your kids?
Oh, no, I definitely have the same view. I'm kind of old school.
Yeah.
You know, soon after I did that song, I was walking into the store with my kid and I was like, he had his hoodie on. My boy Z, he had his hoodie on. And he was like, he took a Coca-Cola into the store. And I said, don't bring that in there. Just don't bring it in. You know, they're going to think that you stole it. That's just what my dad, you know, me parenting directly from my dad based on situations that I have. Hey, man. Don't take that in there. They're going to think you stole it, man. It's going to be a thing. He's like, all right. Next thing I know, he's got it in his pocket and he's sipping the thing in the store. And sure enough, the guy comes around and goes, hey, are you stealing from me? And my son looks up at me and I go, oh, I told you. I said, no, sir, you didn't steal it. I told him actually to leave the thing in the car. You know, he's like, are you sure? I was like, man, you can check your videotapes. Well, we didn't steal nothing from you. I just came in here to get some hand sanitizer. I'm out of here. Yeah. And so he looked at me. He was scared. I was like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, don't set yourself up for failure, man. Like, you don't have to make it hard for yourself. And although it may not be fun, you may not be able to do whatever you want, just move in line, bro. And you just move slick, bro, and just stay out of the way. I like to move like a samurai. I like for nobody to know I'm even around, you know, that's just me. So, but that's from me and my dad watching Kung Fu movies all the time when I was a kid. So that's how I parent, you know, as, you know, a dad who loves Kung Fu movies and, you know, learn lessons from David Carradine and the TV show Kung Fu. That's how I parent.
It's all my fault. I should have paid more attention. All my fault.
And also in JPEG Raw, you say, it's all my fault. I should have paid more attention. What are you referring to there?
Mm-hmm. Paid more attention. I think I got into the music business and I wasn't quite aware of a lot of certain things. I wasn't quite aware of how much your brand and images really mattered. I never knew. I didn't grow up watching MTV. I didn't have MTV as a kid. I didn't know what anybody looked like. I didn't know what Nirvana looked like. I didn't know what Tupac looked like. I didn't know. I just heard this stuff. I just listened to it. And I was affected. That was enough for me. So when I got in the business and it was like, oh, I'll take this photo and hang with this person and do this and this for this image and be here and do this. I was like, what? I felt like I was getting distracted from my core being and from like the thing that fueled me, which was not paying attention to that and simply being an artist. You know, I didn't realize what else came with that. And it's like, looking back, I don't know if I had to do some of the things that I did for a look. You know, I just feel strong on art being art. And, you know, I don't know if I'm, this is probably terrible to say, you know, in the music business, but I don't know if I'm up for playing that game. It doesn't sit right with me. I like to do what I got to do. I like to, when it's time for me to roar, I roar and then I go back and hide. You know, that's it.
Your song Habits is this 9-minute track that closes up the album.
I've got habits that I just can't break.
I read that the song is about taking a hard yet empowering look at yourself before bad habits become problematic. And so I'm curious for you, like, what are these habits for you? And at what point did you realize that you had to address them?
Woo! Habits for me. I grew up in as a teenager, before I could drive, I was taking combinations of certain things, you know, as like my recipe to perform, you know, pills, alcohol, herb.
Like specifically like you as know, an like, artist to perform as a musician?
Yeah, it was just like, oh, this is my creative juice. This is your little, you know, your magical potion. You know, that was just like a thing. It was like, oh, everybody's got a thing. And, you know, being young and experimenting in school and then being in the music business with older folks who have been in the game for a while. And, you know, it's not fun for them anymore. They get sick if they don't. I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
So, it was just years of doing that. And it came to a point where I was like, I have gotten away with so much and I have such an opportunity. My life is beautiful. You know, my wife is amazing. She's strong. She stands by me. My kids are so smart and they have the world ahead of them. And I could mess this up. I could mess this up being a rock and roller. So I was like, it's not worth it to me. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew after the last record what I wanted to do. You know, I knew that I still had more in me and this. These things that have been in my way could take me down, you know, and it's not getting any easier. I'm not taking it any easier on myself. So there's only one way out if I keep moving this way, you know, and that's devastating. So I just couldn't picture that. So it's like, let me reel it back. Take a deep breath. You know what I mean? Like center and then move forward.
And how did that feel once you started doing that?
Oh, it feels amazing. It feels amazing. I feel great. I feel better than I've ever felt in my life. You know, I'm 40 years old, so my ankle hurts when I wake up for no reason. But hey, I'm good.
But like, do you feel like by getting rid of that, you lost any creative edge? Or do you have creativity in a totally new way without it?
I feel better without it. I mean, this record was the lightest I've ever felt, you know, the most free I've ever felt, the most clear, you know. I'm not saying I'm, you know, a sober individual or living the clean life, but definitely not doing what I used to. And it feels great, you know. I feel, you know, and instead of going and waking up in the morning and going, ugh. I wake up in the morning and go, yeah, you know, and that's amazing. I mean, it's just as simple as that. Just like your disposition when you wake up.
Amazing.
It's like, I feel like I'm ready to go get them. Like, I feel like I can take off running like a 15-year-old kid again.
I'm glad to hear that.
I keep running in circles, chasing my tail. I've lost my purpose. I need some help.
What is a song that you think everyone should hear? Not a song of yours, a song that you are loving as a fan, like a song that has impacted you somewhere along your life, or a song that you're just loving right now?
Oh my goodness. AEXP, I cannot wait to share this one with you.
Tell us.
Woo-wee. All right. I hate comparisons. Can I tell the story? How much time do we have? Can I tell this? I'm excited. This is so perfect. This is so perfect. All right. So I'm in a record store in San Marcos, Texas. I go in, there's these three young guys that are working, and they go, hey, what are you doing here? And I'm like, what do you mean? I felt offended. And they're like, oh, we just didn't expect you to be here. We know you are. It's cool you popped in. And I was like, all right, cool. I just want something. I just want anything. I just want something new. Surprise me. And this guy goes, do you want to cry, laugh, and contemplate your whole life at the same time? I was like, yeah, give me that record. It's this artist called Mal Devisa. I think I'm pronouncing it right. M-A-L-D-E-V-I-S-A. She put out this record. This is not a new record. She put this record out in 2016. And the first song off of it is called Fire. Blew my mind. Everyone that I've turned on to has become an instant fan. And she has shot up to their top five artists of all time. Now, you guys being in Seattle, this is perfect. Because when I compare or like talk about this person, this artist, I say, it sounds like Nina Simone meets the Seattle grunge scene in the 90s.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm excited. It's like perfect. It's perfect. And if you don't love it, there's something wrong with you.
Does it kill you to know that we're all dying? Does it kill you to know? Does it kill you to know that we're all dying? Yeah, it kills me to know.
That was my conversation with Gary Clark Jr. His new album, JPEG Raw, is out now. He'll be playing at Chateau St. Michelle Winery in Woodinville, Washington on August 14th. He'll be at the Masonic in San Francisco on August 17th and at the Mountain Winery in Saratoga, California on August 18th.
So we gotta move in the same direction. Yeah. We gotta move.
And that was A Deeper Listen. Before you go, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, rate it, and review it. Those little things really go a long way in helping spread the word about the show. You can also share an episode that you loved with a friend. That also goes a long way as well. You can always provide feedback to the show at deeper@kexp.org. And you can also help financially support this show with a monthly $6 donation. You can do that at kexp.org/deeper. But most of all, thanks for taking a deeper listen.